Well, these regions are already vulnerable as they share borders with Mali and Burkina Faso, who have already been experiencing targeted attacks against civilians for some time now. One of the reasons we can put forward could be the groups sometimes find themselves in a logic of competition and rivalry. And in Niger, two groups operate mainly in the Tillabéri region, the Jnim, the group of support to Islam and Muslims, as well as the Islamic State in the West Africa province. And these attacks could be a sort of message to mark territory. Another way to explain these attacks could be the fact that when you look at the attack in Tilia, it indicates that cattle were also stolen. And previous research from ISS notes that groups often resort to this strategy to finance their operations. And Niger was also going through a post-election crisis. Everyone was focused on the political situation of the country, and groups, as we've seen, are very opportunistic, and they probably saw all this attention diverted from them as an opportunity to conduct more operations.
You mentioned two different groups. Is it clear which group was responsible for the most recent attacks?
The attacks have not been claimed by any of the groups, but when we look at the way these attacks were carried, we could think that they were likely perpetrated by the Islamic State-aligned militant group that operates in the country.
And you mentioned they might be trying to mark territory. How do the people living there view these groups? Do they have support from locals, or are they controlling or marking this territory more through force or through fear?
It could be either by threat and fear, by imposing fear on local populations, or by, let's say, aligning with them and showing them that they're here to support and protect them. In this particular case in Niger, if we look at the attack in Tilia, the civilians that were targeted were actually refugees and internally displaced people. If they moved from one place to another, it was probably to get away from this cycle of violence.
Zooming out a bit, there's the national politics that you mentioned, but there's also international issues. Both the U.S. and French militaries are operating in the Sahel, but it seems like the violence continues and even gets worse. Can you comment on that?
There's been a focus on military-driven responses for the past few years, and these responses generally overlook the links between security, governance, and development. All three dimensions must be dealt with. Just dealing with the military side of this crisis is not going to help resolve it. In Niger, this phenomenon of attacks on civilians is rather new, and it could be an opportunity for the new president, Bazoum, to draw lessons from neighboring Burkina and Mali, who have been experiencing these attacks for some time now. And this is the perfect time for new leaders to rethink their country's strategies. They must learn from recent experiences, and it applies both to countries and their international partners, such as the US and France.